The next speaker is Swami Yogatmananji from the Vedanta Society of Providence, who will speak on mysticism in Vivekananda.
Revered and dear Swamis and nuns and all dear devotees, let me say a few words about the title itself. It is appropriate as well as inappropriate. First,
it's suggested by you.
Oh, okay, but that doesn't mean. But it is appropriate also. I said it is appropriate and inappropriate. So first, let me tell you why it is inappropriate, and then we will come to the good news why it is appropriate. So it is. It gives the feeling that mysticism in Vivekananda. It sounds like, you know, the work of Michelangelo in the Sistine Chapel, or pyramids in Egypt, because there is something else in Egypt than pyramids. There is something else than Michelangelo's paintings in that Sistine Chapel. So it gives an idea that as if there is something else in Vivekananda than mysticism. It is, I don't think that is right. Everything in Vivekananda is steeped in that mystic experience. So in that sense, this title is not appropriate. It is, can you give a lecture on, say, water in ice cubes? What is there but water? It is. So it is something like that. So in that sense, it is not an appropriate title. But now let me tell why it is appropriate. Because the mysticism in Vivekananda, or the mysticism that was embodied in Vivekananda, takes so many different shapes that at times we lose sight of the mystic core of all his teachings. And therefore, we tend to take Vivekananda as only the secondary manifestations would appear, like Vivekananda, the great poet, Vivekananda, the master of, you know, history and learning in different fields, Vivekananda, a great orator. All these, you know, the Vivekananda, the great philanthropist, all these things are true friends, that it is, he is a great philanthropist. Vivekananda is certainly a wonderful student, scholar of history. He is also, as one can say, champion of building the bridge between the West and the East. And so we think, yes, these are the different things that Vivekananda has done. And then also, there is some mysticism also in Vivekananda. That is a misleading idea. Vivekananda, mysticism or the divine experience, that actually goes, the meaning of mysticism, the what one sees beyond what the senses show us. What the senses show us, friends, it is a fleeting show. It comes and goes, and it is inherently imperfect, deficient. But when we understand this, there are only a few who pierce that veil created by the sense experience, go deeper and see the truth that manifests through that. So that is the mystic person who sees beyond what just the senses and the mind show. So that is the mysticism. And if we analyze Vivekananda's life, his life right from the beginning, we shall see that was what he was interested right from the beginning. That, yes, I want to see a person who has seen God. not just talking a lot of frothy talk about God. Vivekananda didn't care for that. The one who has actually experienced that truth, the truth that is not cannot be captured in the our sensual experience. The sensual experience everybody takes real. Some time back, one young lady started arguing with me that it is, you know, that after some retreat or something, I don't remember exactly what the topic was, but she said that, Swami, what you were telling about all these virtues and the reality of God and all that, that is, you know, but in real world it doesn't work. She was living in a very competitive atmosphere of New York and wanted to, you know, make her presence felt, wanted to go up in the social scale. So she said, Swami, that doesn't work in the real world. My response was, dear, you know, what you call real world is really unreal world. It is the unreal world that you are calling as real world. So the real world is that which stays, which is permanent, and that which gives meaning also to all the unreal world. And that is the core of mysticism. And Vivekananda, if you see, that was the work of his life. He saw in Sri Ramakrishna this divine experience. He also heard from Sri Ramakrishna again and again that realization of God is the goal of humankind. And therefore he writes, he has said these things at many places, but a very concise description he has given to a short letter written to Sister Nivedita, that the ideal of my life can be expressed in a few words, and that is to preach mankind their divinity and to show the way to manifest in every walk of their life. So this is the message. This is what all work of Vivekananda was there. We confuse sometimes, and quite naturally, that Vivekananda was this. He was a great musician. He was a bridge between science and religion. He was a bridge between East and West, and so forth. You know, so many different facets of Swami Vivekananda. But I tend to look upon it like, you know, the sun and so many, infinitely many rays. Are those rays not sun? They are sun manifesting in various different ways. So similarly, all different facets of Swami Vivekananda, they were actually rooted in this mystic experience. All is God. And nowhere in his literature it is more expressed than his poems. In poems, he gave full expression to this experience. And you can see that all the different experiences, all the different things that he is seeing, he is not seeing just the shape, but he is penetrating through that and seeing the God that is manifesting as this multifarious world. He writes in one of his letters also that what we want is to serve the God whom ignorant call as man. Look at that, you know, that they, because of ignorance, it just appears as man. Like children, when you give them animal crackers, then they say, well, this is deer, this is lion, and this is hare, whatever, you know. But isn't it all the same one dough, same one thing, that it tastes the same? So a grown-up person sees beyond these names and forms. The ignorant gets stuck in names and forms. So Vivekananda's whole message is this mysticism. And therefore, the title is inappropriate but appropriate. Because that gives us to think that what the actual core of his messages, what the person actually is. All the different things, they are the secondary manifestations. The core is mysticism. So to understand this, this is an appropriate topic. So from that angle, it is appropriate. And I am thankful to
Your suggestion I reminded
you. Oh, yeah. So I conclude with this remark. I wanted to quote a few poems, but I think it is not, there isn't much time. So thank you very much for getting this opportunity to be at this great program.